Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers, remember health class in school? Honestly, I don't. But I do know I haven't been excited about the health curriculum I've used with my high schoolers until now. We'll talk more about how to teach health in a minute. But first, I would love to have you subscribe to my YouTube channel at Psycho with 6. That's the number 6. I am going to restart my video series called Ask Dr. Mel. I get a number of questions, and I'll be providing short, usable answers on YouTube. Meanwhile, if you have a question you'd like me to answer, email me at psychowith6@gmail.com or message me at the Psycho with 6 page on Facebook. Now for this week's topic, how to teach health in your homeschool. My guest today is Vicki Tillman. I've chatted with Vicki before. Vicki is a speaker, curriculum developer, counselor, and life and career coach. A homeschooling mom for 20 plus years, all five of Vicki's children graduated from homeschool high school and have completed various degrees at college and graduate levels. You can learn more about Vicki at Seven Sisters Homeschool and at the Homeschooling High School podcast page. She is a lovely lady, and I know you'll enjoy our chat. Vicki, thank you so much for joining me to talk about teaching health to our homeschoolers today. I am excited about this topic because I am getting ready to teach my kids health this year. But before we jump into the topic, I would love to have you remind my listeners all about you and your family, and then tell us what's happened since the last time that we talked.
Hi, everybody, and thanks, Melanie, for having me on. It's good to hear your voice again. It's been a while. So, Melanie, you and I met at the 2-to-1 conference, and that was several years ago. It's a homeschool blog moms conference, so we love encouraging each other there. And since I have seen you, my baby, has graduated from college and gotten a real job, and he starts today.
Oh!
Yeah, an elementary music teacher, so he's been in training for several weeks now at his school, and today's his first day of classes with all the kids. So homeschooling, they do grow up. He homeschooled from birth to high school graduation and used his skills that he learned in the homeschool world all the way through college, and now will apply them in life.
Oh, that is so exciting. Well, I am looking forward to hearing how his first day and days go for him.
Yeah.
Well, Vicki, you and I have talked on this podcast before, and I'm going to add those shows to the show notes for this episode so that everyone can listen back to the other times that we have visited and get caught up with us. But today, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about teaching health to our students. What is the study of health exactly, and how does it differ from high school biology?
Well, as we always say at Seven Sisters, there's not one right way to homeschool, and I don't think there's one right way to define health, but the way we have been defining health is the understanding the way God made us, spirit, soul, body, and social, so that a whole person interacts with themselves and the world around them.
I love that definition. So it's definitely a whole person approach that encompasses the spiritual, and that certainly makes it different than a secular curriculum that we might have taken in high school, for sure. I love that. Well, how did you teach health to your students?
So I have five kids, and my oldest graduated high school in 1998. So back in those days, we were still having to beg publishers to sell us curriculum. It was a long time ago. So we had to cobble together our own health curriculum. So we concentrated on human development, which is how people grow and change through life. And then we added our own enrichment kind of activities like the Red Cross first aid training and CPR training. We had them do don't take drugs videos and classes that we could get from the library in those days. So it kind of pieced together what health would look like for them. And then as more things became available on the internet, we would just, for each kid, kind of add richness of what is a healthy, well-rounded person look like. And we just kept cobbling things together over time until we got to the youngest. And then the youngest, we started saying, okay, we've got to make a curriculum because people keep asking us anyway. So we started piecing together that, although it took us a few years to get a final product. So they actually had our youngest set of kids actually had the rudimentary text that Seven Sisters has just published that they would work through, where it was the well-rounded look at what a human is in a textbook form.
Okay. Very good. Well, my experience teaching health to my older students is a little different because I was teaching after you were. So I used, though, a curriculum that was either a boxed curriculum or it was that same boxed curriculum that was online. Yeah. And I was not thrilled with it, and I don't think my student was thrilled with it either, and I'm not going to say what it was. It was just quite a bit on the dull side, I would say. And it was like, okay, this is like a blow off credit that we can just get out of the way without doing a whole lot. But the only thing that I will say that we did add that was very, very helpful is that my kids went through classes at our church that were very much health related. So they talked about drinking, for example, and gave some very powerful examples of what can happen when you are drinking and driving. Those kinds of things, I think, were great additions to an otherwise kind of dull curriculum.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I am definitely in the market for something better. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, can we talk about which aspects of the study of health do you think are most important to teach and why?
Well, you know, by definition or tradition, health needs to cover how the human body works so that young people can learn to manage their human body. But of course, for me, I am most interested in how we interact with ourselves and the world around us. So how we can be healthy people emotionally and mentally and socially and spiritually. And so in all of the things I have done with my kids, whether we were cobbling or not, that really was the root of our discussions is how do you be a healthy person in an emotional and social and spiritual way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And don't you think that in our culture today that the study of health is so much more important maybe than it ever was before?
Yeah, I have noticed, you know, our public schools require a health credit, and our kids locally for graduation need according to which state, a half credit or a full credit. And so, like you said, it's kind of a blow-off credit for a lot of school settings. But the idea is kids really do need to understand themselves. And these days, with the hectic pace of life, it is so easy just to get by and, you know, like eat McDonald's every day, you know, three meals a day, and never have any physical activity because you're always on the move, going from work to home or school to home. And so the idea of understanding oneself, I think, is so much, much more important now than maybe 100 years ago when life was simpler and mm-hmm. people just mm-hmm. naturally were living healthily just by the way the world was at that time.
Right. And, you know, the opportunity to use drugs that are available to, you know, to our young people, to adults, and the consequences of them. Now, I yes. remember as a young student in school being educated about some drugs and deciding that I was never going to do those. But, you know, today it's so much more complicated when we have these these opioids that people take when they have real pain and then can become so addictive. But I mean, we could go off on a tangent on all of that, but
oh my gosh. And yeah. the social pressure and the right. the availability of things on the street is mm-hmm. just rampant. So yeah, kids need to know what they're going to be faced with once they get outside the house.
Yes. So, so true. And we want to teach our kids these things while they're in our house and not yes. wait for them to be in college or in the workplace in order to deal with those kinds of things. Well, I know, Vicki, that you and I share a real passion for mental health and teaching that to people of all ages. And I know that you address mental health in your new health curriculum. Can you tell me how and the topics that you cover?
Yeah, what we did is, because this needs to be a textbook, we talked about how the brain works. And again, it's Seven Sisters curriculum, so we don't do busy work or overkill. So we're not trying to get the kids a PhD in neuroscience. They just need little chunks of information that they can remember and run with. So we teach them basically what are hormones and neurotransmitters and how those things make them physically and emotionally healthy and how they can get wonky. And so we teach them how to take care of those neurotransmitters. So, you know, you eat healthy, you exercise, you drink water, you get sleep, you think good thoughts. And we explain, you know, how our thought processes affect how our body and soul work together in a healthy way, which is really interesting because, you know, as scripture, we are taught to think on things that are good and lovely and just and good report, you know, as Philippians 4:8, and to take our thoughts captive to Christ. And if science bears that out, is when we take control of our thoughts and don't let them go wandering down into dark places, we tend to be a little healthier. So we work on, you know, giving young people examples of how it works and what can go wrong, but then how to live healthily so that they know where it could go off the rails and then where they can stay on the rails also. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I really just appreciated so much how you were covering coping skills mm-hmm. in the health curriculum, because I don't see that covered anywhere. I have not seen that in a health curriculum. And so what happens, and this is me talking as a psychologist, what happens mm-hmm. is our kids go all the way through school and life if their parents are not well-versed and educated in, you know, basic mental health skills, that's what I would call them.
Yes.
Then they have to go and see a professional for $100 plus an hour to learn these things when they can easily begin to work on these skills when they are young. And I love, love, love that you are teaching this to kids in a really, you know, accessible, light way that doesn't, you know, just go on and on. if you have a student who's not depressed, for example, you know, they're not going to be like, oh my goodness, this is so like boring and not applicable to me. It's very usable. In fact, when I was reviewing the mental health section of the curriculum, I was thinking how helpful and useful this information is for our kids, even with them counseling friends.
Yes.
Who are struggling and knowing when to get help and, you know, the kinds of things to advise them to do. Because mental illness is so common in all of its forms today. Yes. So I love that you have included this information in this health curriculum. I think it just puts it miles ahead of other types of health curriculum that you could purchase that are way more public school-like. Yeah. So I just can't recommend it enough. I'm so excited to use this with my own kids this year. I have two students I will be using it with. So tell us a little bit more about what the curriculum actually looks like.
So the health curriculum is in two parts. The first part is the practical stuff we have to cover to get that scope and sequence credit in. So how the body works and how you take care of the body. All of the lessons, again, are in Seven Sisters form. So it's no busy work. An average high schooler can read it and get it done and take away information they can remember rather than being overwhelmed with a bunch of busy work and each chapter has to be 30 pages long. So it also includes activities to level up if teens want to carry this to an honors credit, like say they want to be a pre-med major or other activities like nursing that they may want to study in college. There's leveling up activities with meaningful things they can do, like take a CPR class and you know, bring some hours up. And there are videos and other enrichment things for them to watch, especially if they're in a co-op setting. They may want to share those. So those are in part one. And that's 21 chapters long because there's a lot of the human body, the way God made us. But again, it's no busy work. Okay. Then part two is the part I'm very excited about because it is the spiritual, emotional, social health. And that's the part I wrote. And Melanie, you oversaw, you read it over for us and gave us suggestions. And one of your suggestions actually was about making sure we covered enough safety information. So that's a hard topic to discuss. And we really went in and bulked it up when you're through where teens are facing when they get out in the workforce or college, the worlds of drugs and, you know, violence and, you know, all the shootings that you hear about. So we actually went through and covered those things, although it's difficult to talk about. Teens need to be prepared. So we in the mental, social, spiritual health section, we cover how God made us and the things that could go wrong and how to live healthily. So the off the rails and back on the rails. Also, how to help a friend and how to develop their own self-care plan and safety plans. So they really walk away from the emotional health. It's not a like, oh, do we have to do this? It really hopefully is for teens a thing they can say, okay, this has made a difference in how I live with myself and with my friends.
Right. Well, I think it is just excellent. It does include some tests that I think are very fair. I've looked over the tests and I don't think that kids are going to be going, what? Why is that on the test? They should be able to manage those tests very well if they've done the reading and the work in the curriculum. Well, as I keep saying, I'm really, really excited to use it. And I know my listeners at this point, they are ready to look it up right now. So where can they find it?
All right. So if our friends will go to Seven Sisters Homeschool, that's the number 7sistershomeschool.com, and look at our products page, they will find the high school health for the whole person, or just search term health. And you will find it there, and it's a downloadable zip file because teens generally these days like to work right on their computers. So we have that there. And then also we have a syllabus that moms can print up if they want to use a syllabus, and that's a freebie that they can download along with that.
Well, that is perfect. And Vicki, I would be remiss if I did not mention that the Seven Sisters have a podcast of their own. What is the name of that podcast and where can we find it?
Hey, thank you for asking. Yes, we are really proud to be with Melanie on the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network, and we have a high school podcast, the Homeschool High School Podcast.
Fantastic. And I will put links to all of these resources in the show notes. But Vicki, thank you so much, not only for joining me on the podcast today, but for helping to write this fantastic curriculum. I know it's going to really be a blessing in my homeschool, and I hope in my listeners' homeschools too.
Thank you, Melanie, for having me on. It's really good to hear you again.
To check out the new Seven Sisters Health curriculum, go to psychowith6.com/sevensisters or check the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/health. Join me next week as we talk about trusting God with our friends. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.